Hey, what's happening? You already know, man. You rocking with the best right now.
Welcome to Game Radio International. Join us every day and catch your favorite DJ, your favorite shows, and more.
Our souls in deep unhindered talk, a conversation with Anita in that world. Engage and let your souls soar. Ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise for Anita.
Good morning, everyone. I'm excited. This morning, I believe that we are all going to be tuned in, and we are already tuned in until we are done with our wonderful guest today. Welcome to a conversation with Anita right here on Gain Radio Station. My name is Anita, also known as The Empress. A bit about the show. This show is primarily focusing on, you know, having different types of people come onto the show. I don't specifically focus on one thing, like maybe we deal with finances, we deal with this or that. We're going to be talking about, you know, talking to real people with, you know, talking about real issues, because you never know who's listening out there. Maybe you might be the one who needed to hear this, who needed to hear the encouragement, who needed to get this idea, you know. So in this particular program, do not expect a certain one-way direction. It could take any direction on any day. But I'm really excited and I'm glad that we are all participating in the show. In the studio right now, I have one of the ladies that I look up to personally. I've watched her grow. I've watched her do her thing. And she has made an impact in many people's lives, but I'm sure she doesn't know that. Well, I'm one of them. Now she knows. So it is an honor to actually have Samu Gumbi today in our show. Samu would like to welcome you. We're happy to have you on the show. Please say hello to everybody.
Thank you so much. Hello, everybody. This is Samu Gumbi.
Tell us a bit more about you. Who is Samu? You know, a lot of people just know you as Mompreneur, and they're thinking, okay, Mompreneur, that's unique. But who are you? You know, who is Samu?
Samu is the laughing, smiling woman.
Yeah, I'm sure they can hear that.
All right. So, Samu Gumbi is actually Samu Geliso, Mazikali Gumbi. So, I was a Ncube before I came to the Gumbis, but then now, just Gumbi just goes along. So, I'm Samu Geliso. Married to Mr. Gumbi for 11 years now, 11 years in December. We've got three kids, two boys and one girl. And I come from Zimbabwe in Bulawayo. My husband comes from Harare. And I went to school in Namibia and I'm staying in South Africa. So I call myself an African child, and I've got teams all over the world. So, hey,
oh, wow.
That's me, you know.
Oh, that is fantastic. Brilliant. So, all right. So you call yourself an African child. I like that. In other words, you can influence any type of tribe and nationality, and you know that you're able to touch lives with that regard. Okay, wow, okay.
Exactly. You know, being brought up by these communities, being in the Namibian community for some time, being in South Africa, and I've met people from all over Africa, hey? So you learn, you know, Mulishani and Obrigado here and there. So I become an African child, so I can relate to people who are Africans, I can say.
All right. Oh, okay. Interesting. How did, you know, the name, I remember I've just mentioned earlier, Mompreneur. Mm-hmm. How did that come about? What would you say influenced you to say mompreneur? Why mompreneur? How did your journey into becoming mompreneur begin? I mean, that's a very broad word. It's mom in it, it's preneur in it. So you think, okay, so please tell us, what is that about?
All right. So, well, I can say that it began from my parents. And you might be saying, from your parents somehow? Well, maybe from my grandmother. My grandmother was an entrepreneur. You know, when we were growing up in Zimbabwe, she would do her jerseys. Yeah, one of those jerseys, la one of my card.
I understand what you mean.
You know?
Okay.
So she would go and sell, I remember, Empress Mine and whatever. She would do that. And then my dad also, he used to work, and then he was a sculptor. And he started his own, he branched out and says, no, I want to do my own work. My mother, I remember she would go to Zambia selling these amasaga, you know, those... what you call them in English, those things, the sacks.
Yes.
She would go to Botswana and get things. So I grew up watching them, you know, doing business. And they said, Samu, you need to go to school. I said, of course. I went to school. I'm an accountant by profession. I'm a revenue specialist, business administrator. You can name it. I'm educated.
Oh, wow. But I didn't even know that. Mm.
Yes. What I saw is my parents, all they did was subsistence business, where it was hand to mouth. And I grew up saying, wow, I want to get into business, but I want to scale up my business. And then when I married late, hey, I got married. Well, I married late according to the society. I got married at 31. So I had my first child at 32. So I looked at my children and I said, my children come first. I come from a family of, we are 12 from 10 mothers. Mm-hmm. That's why I said I'm an African child. I know some people will relate to that. So
that's a very big number and so many mothers. Okay, I think I understand. I think I get you.
You understand now. You understand. So I didn't grow up with a family unit where I had a mother and a father and it was all neat. So it was my desire that, you know, I have a family where I'm also a child but also a mother. So for me, it was just a no-brainer. I just had to become a mompreneur. I just had to combine the two together and say, listen, Samu, you got your education this side. You are a mom here. You are an entrepreneur here. So how are we going to combine this? We are going to be a mompreneur.
Excellent. Okay. I'm still trying to digest the whole story that you've told me. It is it's really inspirational. It's amazing how when we are growing up, right? You know, as we watch our parents and as we watch our grandparents, as we watch our aunts, our uncles doing what they're doing day to day, living their lives. And we are actually drawing from that. We're actually learning from that. I mean, I remember the way you spoke about how your grandparents were very influential. And I'm thinking, I thought, you know, the parents would be the ones that you'd primarily focus on, but you were looking at everybody around you. And you are picking something from this one, the other thing from the other one, you know, and you're combining it to bring up who Samu has become today, you know.
Yes.
It is really amazing. That's why it's really important how we live and lead our lives, because we never know who's watching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's true, because what I'm seeing is my children also. I recently did a post on Facebook that my daughter was saying, Mom, we need to do a jumbo sale. And I'm going to give a free toy to anyone who buys for more than 200 Rand. I'm like, wow. She's already thinking like how mom thinks. Because I always say, guys, you need to, we're going to give this for free if this person buys this or if this person joins and this and that. So they are listening. What I'm doing, they are getting. So it's coming from my grandmother now passing on to my dad, to me, and to my children. So what are they going to do? They are going to also leave it to their children. I'm all about creating a legacy. And it's not just monetary legacy, but also how we live our lives and what we do. And I'm very passionate with the legacy creation.
I see. I can hear the passion in your voice. I'm telling you, I can hear the excitement already. I can tell that you are not just doing this for the sake of earning a living or providing, but it has become a part of you. This is who you are. Yeah. It's as if it's embedded in your very DNA. I can tell. And it's really encouraging for someone who's listening in right now. They can hear that it is possible to find means and ways of putting things together to earn a living or to have a wealth base where you can build from. And it's amazing because as an African child, sometimes you feel that you are less privileged, you know, as compared to other nations or other continents. However, when we see examples like yourself and other people are doing it out there, it gives us, you know, a stepping stone to say it can be done. It is not an impossibility.
Yes.
All right. What we're going to do now quickly, we're just going to go for a short break. And then we are going to return and get more wisdom from Samu Gumbi, guys. He's the one who's in the house. And we are getting some knowledge, some wisdom from how she does what she does and how she's become who she's become in terms of business, you know, minded, being an entrepreneur, being a mother, being a wife, being a sister. It's like she's wearing so many hats at once. So please don't touch the dial. You are on A Conversation with Anita right here on Gain Radio Station. Please stay tuned.
Run away, but we're running in circles. Run away.
souls in deep unhindered talk.
Welcome back to A Conversation with Anita. I'm your host, Anita, and this is Gain Radio Station. We have a wonderful personality in our midst. That is Samu Gumbi. This is just our second segment, and I feel like I still need maybe a second, third, fourth, fifth segment to be able to actually draw from, you know, her wisdom and her knowledge. Samu, thank you very much for joining us today. I'm so happy that you are in our midst. So, Samu, tell us, what entrepreneur do you feel you're able to relate to, you know, on both a professional or personal level? Who's that one person, or maybe it's a group of people, but who's that one person which you can say, look, Anita, when I look at this person, I'm like, yes, okay, I think this is me.
Wow, okay. I know this might be a shocker, or this person is not a lady. Well, I've got ladies who I look up to and who I see, but I'm thinking of Vusi Tembekwayo. And you know, the way he comes back and he challenges us as African child, you know, maybe because I'm also talking on the level of I'm an African child, I'm an African, you know, person. And he would tell you that, you know what, no one is coming to help you. And I remember this one also, where he says that you need to get yourself together. You need to pull yourself up. And it is only you who can do this. Because if you don't do it, who's going to do it? Go and study his history, where he's coming from. But look now who is influencing, how far he has gone. I mean, that is the person that I look up to and say, wow, one day people will also make appointments to see me. Just like now, you can't even see Vusi Tembekwayo. You have to make appointments, you know. That's the person that I really look up to and relate to and say, you know what, this guy challenges me in a way that I can't sit and say I'm a woman. I'm going to go through all lengths to get to where I need to get to and to where I need to pull up other people, because you can't just go to the top alone. You need to pull up other people. This is, I found entrepreneurship is about inspiring and motivating people to break down their barriers and to make a positive change in their lives. Because if we don't do that, we are just going to sit and cry foul. But really, we can break down that barrier. You can start from where you are, whether you know how to make amagwinya or whether you can make sandwiches. You start there. You can't sit and say, I'm waiting to get a job. Yes, it's good. We get jobs. But listen, your hands. I love the people who are doing nails. I love the people who are doing hair, because they've taken the initiative and they can run. And then that's where, like, some of us, Samu comes and says, you know what? Yes, you're doing your nails here. Why not get 10 other people to do nails with you, and you can pay for the space and they pay you, or something like that. Oh, you mom, you bake. Why can't you go to the school, start this project? You know, that's where now I come in as a mompreneur. I come in as a strategist to help and inspire people around. But where is it coming from? Where do I get that? I also look up to the people like Arthur Marara, the people like Vusi Tembekwayo. Those are the people that I look up to, the Patience Mlengana, you know, the people that have made it. I also have people that I am following and saying, okay, I'm taking this, I'm taking that as I grow myself. I hope that answers it.
It does. That's when you see, like I was actually saying, that, you know, that is when you see that application of saying, that statement, in fact, of saying it's not only one family or one person who brings up or raises a child. It is a community. You cannot say, I can single-handedly do this by myself to mold a human being. Look at all the people that you look up to as entrepreneurs, right? You are able to pick something within the streak of their line of work or their line of ethnicity or their line of just being authentic, the way they just carry themselves within the business forum, and you can attest to it that that's what you want to be, right? That actually brings forth something that birthes in you. Hence, it is really important who you look up to. You know, it's really important who you take as a person you will breathe advice or eat advice from, you understand? So I do completely understand what you're saying. And it's amazing that it's not only one person. It doesn't matter that, it's a male. When you're talking, I was thinking, okay, it doesn't matter. A human being is a human being, so it doesn't matter, really. It doesn't matter. The point is, are you making a positive impact? Are you going somewhere? The growth, the direction, So it is all, okay. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate to the people that you also look up to, as long as they're business minded and they want to do something further with their lives. And, my next question, and I'm sure many people are wondering this too, you have drawn, a crowd towards yourself. How do you cope with the pressures of society? Because I'm sure now that you have a name for yourself, people have a certain way of looking at you. How do you cope with those pressures of what, are you sometimes tossed from one side to the next? Do you understand what I mean? As in, how do you feel in terms of what you do daily? Do you feel the pressure? How do you handle society? How do you cope?
Really, I don't know whether I can say there's pressure, but what I've done is I've just remained myself. And I am a person who is a people's person. I strive and I get my energy from people. My husband, when there are no visitors, he's like, what happened? How come you don't have visitors? Oh, you don't have a phone call or something. I strive on people. Oh my God. Like, I love working with people. I love, when I talk to somebody and the light bulb goes up and I'm like, oh wow, that just gives me, that just propels me. So it's not like, the crowd really, or there's pressure really from society. And I do take time out. Like with my business, I tell them, Friday night is where Friday evening or Friday afternoon is when I treat my kids. So I am not available. So whoever, even they send me a message, I send them, please not, I'm not available. On Saturdays, it's my family time. I make sure that I will not be disturbed. I just make, and now people also know, they understand that, oh, Samu, you with her children on Fridays, she's just all over with her children. Because why? I'm a mompreneur. And they also know, mommy, is it time now to play? Like, you're not busy. I'm like, Fridays, it's your time. So I've set time aside. And the times where also I travel with my husband. And that's our time as well. So I have really put structures in place. And also what I've done is I put systems. For my business, if you're looking for me and you need this, I'll direct you to a tool. I'll direct you to a source. I'm not the person who will be like, I go deep with every person. No, I've learned to say, okay, people ask me this, people do this, people this. Okay, when a person comes like this, can you look at this? Does that answer you? Can you look at this? Does that answer you? So it makes my work and my load easier. Even if someone is not in my business, I can take time out. But it will be maybe for 20 minutes or 30 minutes, then I can direct you to something that I've done. My website, for instance, people can just go look at it. What is it? Read something. Is there something that resonates with you? So systems are important in life so that they make your work easier. Yeah, that's me.
That's profound. That is very profound, because a lot of people, when they are in charge or when they feel like they're a leader, they want to have that control tool, want everybody to always be flocking to them. It's like a natural thing that comes within us, basically.
Yeah.
Not as to judge anyone, but you start feeling like, they have to come to me for every information that they need. They must always be relying on me. But look at you, you're saying you share the tools. You're like, okay, no, visit that website, do this, do that, and then get back to me. You allow the freedom for somebody to think, to process, and to be able to, come back to you and say, oh, all right, no, I understand. What's the next step? That is brilliant.
Yeah.
It really allows someone to grow. You're actually teaching people to grow, to say, look, you can do this. If I did it, you can do it. And that is amazing. Any collaborations that you have done with, you know, with other women to create wealth, any projects that you can say, okay, you know, I've got one, two, maybe just mention one or two projects that have really brought out, you know, some satisfaction, you know, that smile on your face where you say, I'm really happy, Anita, I did this.
Wow, can I say it's collaborations or can I say it's my business? Okay, with me,
even if it's yours, even if it's yours, whatever you feel is the main or the core of what has brought so much satisfaction to you, please let's talk about
all
that.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, cool. With me, I'm in network marketing, and network marketing has given me so much self-development. You're like, Anita, I have grown. And from there growing, I have met people that maybe we do a challenge and we teach people how to grow in their businesses. We do a week's challenge, you know, we do a workshop or something like that. Why? It's stemming from network marketing. Why network marketing? Network marketing is an industry that many people look down upon. And they think that it's for people who are not educated. But you know what? I wrote a course on my journey into network marketing, which will help people to understand what it is about network marketing. Yes, there are all these other scams, whatever pyramid schemes that you get. But once you sit down and really study and say, you know what? I want to build here. You realize that you leverage a percentage of each person instead of 100% of yours. So I encourage people, even in your business, Anita, even if you were to start saying, Sam, I want to sell these socks or something today. I'll tell you, Anita, you can sell the socks by yourselves, but how many volumes are you going to push? Listen, your socks are R5, right? Then look for people that can sell your socks. You give them R1 and you get R4. What have you done? You've expanded yourself. I think it goes back to that thing that some, I want people to grow and I encourage and I help every, I want to help people to have, to be independent, not dependent on me. So those are the, maybe you can say collaborations that where I work with people to be self-sustaining, where a mom can say, can do her business from her bedroom. Like now, guys, listen, I am in my bedroom and I've always told people, let's walk this journey together. I am in this house today. Next time you hear me, maybe I'm in a bigger house. Next time